Hey, thanks for holding, Trent. I'm one of the directors in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. And Tara had just sent over some information regarding a legacy rate, so we'll make sure we get you the best rate that we can. You have a business website?
I think I do. Somewhere in there. Under George Brothers Contracting.
Let's take a look here.
I mean, we don't use it. I mean, but it's there. One of my secretaries years ago created it.
Okay. I gotcha. I'm just looking it up to see if I can find it. Okay, so I know Tara does a good job of explaining the basics of the program, but, you know, did you have any questions for me to start out with?
No. It all boils down to one thing, how much it's going to cost.
It's all about the money, huh?
That's it.
It usually is, right? Okay, yeah. So the way our program works is that we do ask for a 3-month verbal agreement up front. That's just to get everything to come to fruition because there is quite a bit involved. It's a monthly fee of $249 a month with a one-time startup fee of $99. Now, what this includes is your Google Business Profile. So you'd be on that very first page of Google when someone's looking for your services in your area. So are you familiar with, like, the map section when you Google something? And
Yeah, shows ABC, yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah, so you would be in that handful of people that pop up on the first page. You know, 95% of people, when they're looking for something, they go to Google, and probably 95% of those people don't move past the first page. So it's a huge benefit to be there. Also included in this package, you're listed on the top 5 directories, meaning you'd be on the first page Google, first page Bing, with content creation, Yelp, Apple, and then so that would be like Siri and Alexa. And then also what we do is we run Facebook ads for you using automatic retargeting. And so if someone is Googling your services in your area, and then they go on Facebook a little while later, they're going to see ads for your company, okay? And then I could not find a website, but at no additional cost, what I could do is I could have our operations team build you a brand new website, okay? It wouldn't cost anything more. You know, you just upload pictures of work you've done, or we would do it for you. And then, you know, maybe your company logo, contact information on the website. It also includes call tracking. And then we have a mobile app that you can manage and schedule all your clients right from the app. So you can, you know, and you can also manage your leads that come in through Google or Facebook, right from the app. That sounds well. You were looking at the price, so I did let you know what the price is.
This is where I'm at right now. Because, like I said, we just joined Angie's List.
Okay.
It actually starts. I think it actually starts Friday because my secretary just did it. So my thing is you need to have this young lady that called me. She needs to call me back in about 6 weeks. That way I'll know whether or not Angie's List is a flop. Then I would be interested in talking to you. I'm in a one-year contract with them. Yeah, I'm in a one-year contract now, which, you know, I kind of scolded Glenda a little bit. But, I mean, you know, because she just tied us to $4,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I gotta pay them, you know. Over the year, I'm going to pay them $4,000, which, you know, if we get 4 or 5 jobs in the year, then, you know, it was worth it. My thing is I need to see something happen in 6 weeks since, you know, I just joined this and just see. We are looking to advertise and drum up some more business.
We're
more interested in commercial work than we are residential work. I don't like doing residential work. I don't.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I've just had nothing but, you know, we don't, normally when we do residential work, it is a referral. Someone that we did work for referred us to someone else. Because we, for whatever reason, I attract those customers that are...
Maybe it's you.
And it could be. It could be. That's what I tell people. I was like, you know, we had like five jobs in a row early, and just been over 20 years ago. But, I mean, I had that when we did a cabinet job, and the dude comes in with his little two-foot level and sticks his level on. My cabinets aren't level. And I'm like, and you don't want them to be level because your floor's not level. Your ceiling's not level. If I make the cabinets level, they're going to look crooked. I'm paying for a professional job. I want, and I made him sign a contract. Okay, here's a contract. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make your cabinets perfectly level. You're going against my judgment as your contractor. I've explained it to you. When we put it back, it's going to be an additional $500. And he signed it. And then when we did it, I swear to God, it looked like a 90-degree angle. I mean, it was just horrific. And I said, he's like, those aren't. I brought my 10-foot professional level, stuck it on there. I said, go get your level, put it beside mine. And they both said perfectly level. And then guess what I had to do? I still had to sue him. Because now he's like, you need, I had to sue him for the additional $500, yeah. Because I'm not paying you till you fix my cabinets back right. I was like, what's going to be an additional $500? I'm not paying that. And I had to sue him. And, I made him pay it. Hey, but see, you know, the $500, it cost me $500 to sue him. You know, yeah. I did it for spite, but I'm like, I don't need that. You know, I don't need them kind of customers. Don't want them kind of customers, you know.
I hear
normally,
you.
But see now, I mean, now I can tell when I read that kind of customer, and I give them such an outrageous price, they say no, because I didn't want to do it anyway. So we don't want to work for this person. They're nitpicky. They're never going to be happy. Even if you did it for free, they would bitch and complain about it.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of customers that I attract for whatever reason. And so we, that's why we stick to commercial. More money in commercial anyway. And
yeah,
it's not,
you don't have the homeowner right there breathing down.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm saying. They're watching they stand over us, which it doesn't bother me for somebody to stand over my shoulder and watch me work. It doesn't bother me a bit, but some of my guys get aggravated with it. And they're watching everything you do. And I'm like, well, why are you doing that, man? Because it has to be done that way. I was like, I'm the contractor. If you're the contractor, why aren't you doing it? That's what I tell them. Why aren't you doing it? If you know how to do it, why aren't you doing it?
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't need you telling me how to do my job, because I know how to do my job. I'm a professional. You know?
Yeah, right.
You know, I've got all the licenses. I've got all the insurances. I carry workman's comp. You know, we're a legitimate commercial company. You know, we do it right. We don't take shortcuts. We're not jacklegs. That's the problem. They want a jackleg price, but they want it done the way I do it.
Yeah, right.
They don't go hand in hand. A jackleg price is just that. You get what you pay for. That's what I tell them. I was like, you want a jackleg, you need to hire a jackleg. But, yeah, you have that young lady call me back here and really – call me back in 6 weeks and see where we're at. Because, I mean, I just signed up with this Angie's, and I'm skeptical of it. But, I mean, I've got some friends that are on there, and they say it works for them. They get jobs year-round. I say, well, as long as it pays for itself, I'm good with it. Because, you know, back in 2006, I did a Yellow Pages ad that I spent $6,000 on. I was all in that Yellow Pages book. And unfortunately, that was the worst thing I could have ever done, because nobody called us. They said, oh, you're going to get 100 phone calls a month. Nobody called me. And I'm like, you know, they designed all my pages and everything. I mean, I was in like five different sections of the book. And a call would trickle in here, trickle in there, and it took us, you know, it took us over 15 years to, because I always ask people, hey, how'd you get my number? Oh, I got you out of the phone book. And then I'm like, this is like in 2020. I was like, you must be about 60 years old. She said, yeah. I said, yeah, because nobody, no young people, they don't even know what a phone book is.
Yeah, right. They sit on it too.
Yeah, but I got a lot of older people. They kept their phone book, and they still have it, and they still call people when they need people out of the phone book. And I'm in there. We still get a call every now and then. I looked you up in the phone book. I see you do roofing. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, you must be
they eating cookies and milk.
Old. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever call me back? Because like I said, if this engine doesn't work, I am interested. I like your price. I'm interested. But right now I need to see how this other, because I just spent $4,000.
Well, I hope it works
so
out.
Before I spend another $3,000 with you, I got to know that the other $4,000 ain't working.
Yeah. So all right, I'll put you down. I'm gonna call you back myself in 6 weeks.
Yep. I'll be back in about 6 weeks. And then because I think it actually, it either starts tomorrow or Friday. So you know we're supposed to get so many calls a week. So we'll see.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you. And
you too, man.
See how you're doing.
Yep. Just follow up with me. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
You too. Bye.